This is WSBU 374 calling Lynn. You out there, Lynn?
This is WSBC 207, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, good to hear you on the repeater. 207. That'll be an easy one to remember.
Thank you. It sounds like it's working okay. Glad you're there to check it out.
Yeah, you bet. You're sounding pretty good. I'm under a metal roof at the hospital, so it's probably messing me up a little bit, but I can still hear you pretty clear.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in clear here. Of course, we got a close run to Hogsback.
Okay. Yeah. You got a nice clear shot. I'm kind of over the hill a little bit and through a metal roof and a big metal building. So, but yeah, little handheld doing pretty good.
Okay. Thank you. I got more to learn on it, so we'll work on that. Thank you, Aaron.
You bet. Looking forward to it, Lynn. We'll talk to you later. WSBU 374.
Yep. WSBU 207 clear.
Just to let you know, 374, you are full quieting into the machine. That metal roof wasn't doing anything to your signal. WRTX 950.
Okay, thank you very much for the radio check. Yeah, it was a little bit staticky coming into my radio, so I wasn't sure how well I was getting out, but that is good to know. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Welcome everybody aboard. WRTX 950.
950. I noticed a difference in the repeater ID. It no longer says that it's part of the Oregon Live network. Is the Klamath Falls repeater no longer linked to the Rogue Valley?
No, it is. I just removed the GMRS Live with the. It's a long story. That was a separate entity. But no, we're still, as long as you hear that bebop, we're connected.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I was just curious, so that makes sense. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. WRTX 950.
WSBU 374 clear.